I want to explain a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. This is a, can I say this? A deliverance session, but also a equipping session. We're going to be doing some teaching, so you learn a little bit more about what we have learned. But we're also going to be doing some transaction through prayers that are going to be a legal issue in the heavenlies. And so what we're doing today is not just a little simple prayer that we're going to be doing, but actually we're going into the courtrooms of heaven and we're doing these things legally. And as a result of that, things are going to change. So we're going to do some teaching and we're going to do some soul searching and we're going to do some prayer. So this is the way we're going to do it. First thing I want to go through today is the five stepping stones to freedom. When we started, when the Lord put it on our heart to do this, one day he just dropped down into our spirits that there were five things that we needed to be doing as we ministered in this way. They are repent, renounce, break, forgive, and bless. You have those in your notebooks. I want to explain each of these to you because as we do our prayers, you will find each of these in there. Repenting, renouncing, breaking, forgiving, and blessing. These are the stepping stones to freedom. Repent. The word says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. That is in Romans 12:2. So what does repentance mean? Repentance means you change your mind about something. But that change of mind is not just you start thinking differently, you actually start acting differently. Remember John, when he was addressing the Pharisees and Sadducees as they came to be baptized, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bring forth fruit that is keeping with repentance. So true repentance, you think differently, you actually change directions, you're thinking differently, but you're also walking in a different way. That is true repentance. True repentance is not just saying you're sorry, but involves knowing what God has said, aligning yourself with what he has said, and then aligning your actions with the truth. So you get the truth, you agree with your truth, and you align your actions with the truth. That's part of freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So that's part of freedom. Renounce. Renounce means to forsake or say no to something or someone. It means to reject, to no longer have anything to do with the thing, the action, the person, or the spirit behind the words and the action. You're saying, it's done, it's over, I'm not going to have anything more to do with you. I'm renouncing you. We renounce Satan and all his works. We renounce any spirits. We renounce any false teachings. We renounce any false leaders. We renounce false guidance. We renounce anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're going to say, no more. That is it. No more. Break. The word break means to cut off, end, stop, halt, sever ties with, weaken its power, shatter into pieces. What are we going to break? Going to break generational curses. We're going to break ungodly soul ties. We're going to break ungodly vows. We break ungodly bondages. We break off any demonic power, anything's connected. We're going to sever it. We're going to cut it off so it's no longer operative in our lives. Forgive. Ooh, that's a nice word, isn't it? Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision and process of releasing feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has actually harmed you, regardless of whether they deserve it or not. I think that definition is in your book. True forgiveness always reflects the grace of God and the mercy of God. Because in God's mercy, we don't get what we deserve, in God's grace, we get more than we deserve. Forgiveness is a pathway towards freedom. We're going to find, after we talk a little bit more about forgiveness, that when we forgive someone, we're going to have to be specific of who the person is, what they did, and how it made us feel. We're not going to do a general prayer of forgiveness. We're going to be very, very specific about it. Because when we're specific about it, then we bring it up and say, yeah, I need to forgive this person because they did this to me, and this is how it made me feel. Forgiveness. Bless. The word bless means to impart God's mercy, divine grace, and favor to another, regardless of their merit. We bless with our actions. We bless with our words. A spoken blessing in the Lord's name actually engages the power of God. When I bless, God takes hold of my words and he imparts the grace and the goodness and the mercy and all that he is to the person that I'm blessing. Don't think that these are just words that come out of your mouth. They carry the very power of God and the very love of God with them. So we're going to find the power of the blessing. I want to tell you about blessings. First thing that Father did after he created man and woman was to bless them. The last thing that Jesus did before he left his disciples was to bless them. If you read in the epistles, a lot of Paul's letters, you will find his letters include a lot of blessings at the beginning of the letter and at the end of the letter. Look at the last verse in Revelations. You will see a blessing. Beginning, end, there's blessings there. And in Numbers 6, 23 through 27, I believe it is the Aaronic blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. It says that Aaron and his sons were to pronounce that blessing over the children of Israel. And this is what God says. When you pronounce that blessing over them, you'll put my name on them, and I will bless them. So when we bless today, because we're going to be doing some blessings, know that God is putting his name on this person, who he is on those people, and that he is blessing them. This is a very powerful thing that we're going to be doing today. Just really want to read you a couple of scriptures before we get into forgiveness. 1 Peter 3, 8 through 10 says, never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding, tongue lashing, berating, but on the contrary, blessing. Praying for their welfare, their happiness, their protection, and truly pitying them and loving them. For know that to this you have been called, that you may yourself inherit a blessing from God, that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. When we bless, God blesses us. So we're going to find that a very, very powerful tool to use as we continue. You have heard it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and on the good. and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So are we going to be like Jesus? Yes, we're going to be like Jesus. All right. So we're going to do those stepping stones. I wanted to tell y'all that when I came to church this morning, I looked up in the skies. I drove down my road. And I saw some clouds. I saw four clouds that were shaped just like this in the sky. They were going right along in a line, four clouds. I thought, oh, wow, look at that. That looks like those stepping stones. And I thought, but they're only four. I said, but God, we're doing five stepping stones. Well, I went down the road a little bit further in my car, and a tree had been hiding the other stepping stone. So right across the sky were these five little stones right in a row. And I think, God, you're telling us this is what you're doing today. I'm so excited. So we're going to be doing that at all of our prayers today, the five stepping stones. How many of you like to hear about forgiveness? Oh, how many? Oh, good. It's really a good topic when we want forgiveness, isn't it? We like that. Not always the case if God is asking us to forgive someone that's really hurt us or damaged us. Because we've all been hurt, damaged, abused, misused at certain degrees. Every single person here. Because we live in a sinful, fallen world. And it's going to happen. The problem is we let it get hold of us. We let what happened to us get hold of us and keep us in the bondage. And that makes God very sad because he does not want us to be in bondage. So what he wants us to do is to actually learn how to forgive. Because doesn't he tell us, he said, forgive and you shall be forgiven? Doesn't he say that if you don't forgive men their trespasses, I will not forgive you your trespasses? So is it a pretty serious situation? It's serious, isn't it? It's not to be taken lightly. The problem is we bury things. They get buried deep because we don't want to experience the pain. Problem with that is if we don't want to experience the pain keeps hurting us. It keeps hurting us and it binds us up. God don't want us to be in pain. So he wants us to learn how to forgive. We don't really feel that people deserve it, do they? Where's the justice? Really, where's the justice? This person has done this to me for this many years, and they're getting away with it because I forgive them. We have the sense that there has to be justice, right? There needs to be justice. It's not fair. So that's kind of a block. No, justice, forgive. How can I forgive and get justice at the same time? So sometimes it's difficult. It's very difficult. Fact is, people will do things that harm us. People will do things that hurt us. People will do things that damage us. And when it happens, what's happening is that we are becoming offended. We're becoming offended. Right? Well, do you know what an offense is? You know what it is? Fence is a trap. Fence is a trap. In fact, if you look up that word, it means little stick with bait on it. So anytime we allow a fence to come, because they do come, and we take that bait, it's actually the devil trapping us, is what's happening. Are you following me? Jesus almost got trapped by Peter. Remember? Peter was telling him, no, 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 you're not going to die. You can't die. You can't go to the cross. No, no way. He says, get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me. You're an offense to me. You're trying to trap me into doing what Satan wants me to do rather than doing what God wants to do. So it's a trap. Problem with an offense, when somebody does something to us and we take offense, is that it leads to unforgiveness. That unforgiveness leads to resentment. That resentment leads to bitterness. That bitterness begins to form this bitter root of judgment. And when that bitter root of judgment forms, we actually are aligning ourselves with Satan. We have this judgment against other people, maybe not by what they do, but we have a judgment. We have an opinion of them. Actually, our words and everything that we do are aligning ourselves with Satan. And when he goes into the throne room of God and he's before God, then he says, well, look, it's not just me. Look at them. Look what they're saying. Well, look what they're doing. So we actually, when we take offense, let it go into bitterness. Let that bitter root form and start judging. Then actually, we are giving Satan ammunition to bring against them, but also against us, because what does the word say? The word says, judge not, or you're going to be judged. So that's what's happening in the heavenlies when we do this. So basically, Satan has got hold of us. He's bound us up, and he's now using us to do his will, if we hold unforgiveness. Y'all are familiar with the story in Matthew 18 where Peter says, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? He thought 7 would be pretty good, because that's the perfect number. What did he say? Not 7, but 7 times 7, which is 490. Anytime you get on 490, think about forgiveness, okay? 490. Then he tells them the story, and everybody's familiar with it, but I want to bring out something here. He tells them the story about one of his servants owing him a large amount of money. And he says, I want you to pay me up what you owe me. And the servant says, he said, if you don't, I'm going to sell you. I'm going to sell your wife. I'm going to sell your children. And I'm going to sell all your possessions. And so what did he do? He begged him for forgiveness, right? What did the father say? He was filled with compassion, and if he forgave him the full debt. So here's someone that's been forgiven. I just want you to get this. Here's someone that's been forgiven. Have we been forgiven? Okay. All right. Good. Here's someone that's been forgiven. So somebody owed him amount of money, but it was much less than he originally owed his master. So he grabs him by the throat, and he says, pay me what you owe me. The man said, please, give me time to do this. And he said, no. And he threw him in jail. You're in jail. He threw him in jail. Okay? So here's the one that didn't owe much, gets thrown in jail. He's in jail. So the other friends of the master let him know what had happened. So he went to the original, the first one who had been forgiven. And what did he say to him? He said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you and you're not forgiven." So he put him in jail. He put him in jail too, okay? So both of them in jail. But the difference between this one and this one says the torturers were sent. The torturers were sent. How many are tortured by guilt? How many are tortured by all different physical illness? How many are tortured by different things? The torturers were sent until he paid it all. So here you've got two people in jail. They're tied together. They're not free. They're in bondage, both of them. Even though this one was originally forgiven, this one is now still in bondage and in jail, and they're tied together. So what is going to loose them out of this bondage and loose them from each other? What is going to? Forgiveness is going to do that. So when we forgive, what we're doing is we're not only releasing ourselves from bondage, but we're also releasing the other person from bondage. Because as long as we hold them in unforgiveness, what happens is that God really can't work in their lives too much. They're in bondage. Nor can he help you too much. You're in bondage. So the key is forgiveness. That is the key. So just quickly, I want to tell you what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not. We'll start with what forgiveness is not. And you know, don't try to write these down. If any of you want a copy of this, I'd be happy to make it for you. Forgiveness is not an option, but it's a commandment. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything, I don't care whether it's minor or it's major, against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Forgiveness is not a feeling, but it's a decision and a process. And I think that's where most of us get tripped up, is that we want to feel forgiving, but that feeling of being forgiven is not actually going to come until you start forgiving. Eventually, your feeling will catch up to your decision. But sometimes it takes a process, and it takes some time. For some, it's immediate. But some, it takes a little bit longer. But if you continue to forgive, continue to bless, eventually your feelings, and all of a sudden you say, "Wow, I don't even feel angry anymore. I don't feel resentment anymore. It's gone." So first we have to make the decision to enter the process. Forgiveness is not easy, is it? But is it possible? Okay. Forgiveness is not saying that what they did was okay. It's actually releasing them and giving the judgment over to God, who is the righteous judge. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Sometimes we say, "Well, I still remember what they did to me." But don't think it's forgetting. It's not forgetting. It's just that when you forgive and when you bless, the pain of what happened to you is no longer as great. But you still, I'm not saying you're going to forget it. You probably are not. It'll probably always be your memory, but it won't be so painful. Forgiveness is not a license to sin. And I want to say this because anybody that's being habitually abused should be reported to. It should be dealt with. We have a justice system available. Forgiveness is really a matter of the heart. It's what we do with our heart. If we need to take action, we need to take action. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is an act of obedience to a sin issue, which is unforgiveness. Forgiveness is based on mercy, not merit, compassion, not revenge. If you wait until they are worthy of it, it'll never happen. Forgiveness has two sides like a coin. Giving forgiveness, releasing forgiveness to others, and also receiving forgiveness. Sometimes the hardest thing that we have is forgiving ourselves. So as we go through the process of this today, we want to be sure that we forgive ourselves as well. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. Reconciliation is, means you come together with the other person. Sometimes that's possible, sometimes it's not possible. Because reconciliation always takes the agreement of two people. So it's not, you can forgive, but not necessarily be reconciled because maybe the other person doesn't want to be reconciled. Forgiveness is letting go of our revenge and allowing God to avenge you. And doesn't it say, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord? Do we believe that? Okay. Forgiveness allows God to render righteous judgment. He promises us a double reward for our former shame, pain, and unfair treatment. Listen to this one. Forgiveness came to us while we were yet sinners, did it not? Did Jesus die for us even before we even knew him? I was 35 before I came to the Lord. Did he die for me? Right. So forgiveness is to be extended to them while they're yet sinners. And that's one of the hardest things to do because we really don't think they deserve it, right? Forgiveness is the doorway to receive God's forgiveness. So as long as we harbor unforgiveness in our hearts, we close the door to God's forgiveness. That is scriptural. Forgiveness is God's grace and mercy being extended to others and ourselves. Forgiveness is different than a pardon. Forgiveness is a matter of the heart, but a pardon is a matter of the law. A pardon has to do with punishment, and that's the matter of the law. So when we forgive others, we're forgiven from the heart, and then we let God do the pardon, if that's his decision, or if we let the court system do it. Forgiveness can never change your past, but it can change your future. So today we have the opportunity to release forgiveness. God really wants us to do that today because he really wants us to be free. So I want you to listen to a video, to watch a video. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and just speak to us personally during this time. And when we get done, we're going to continue to release that forgiveness.
On your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Thank you.
It'll clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.